You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The first mission in Zvachim is about the Inyan of Shaloi Lishma. You know, when you shech the karban, see, in our mission it says one thing. It seems Shinui Kodesh. The wrong karban. Called Zvachim Shaloi Lishma. Shaloi Lishma can mean two things. The wrong karban. It's an island, you have in mind the shlamim. Some people were getting confused that you have in mind the shlamim, it becomes a shlamim. We'll have a gemara like that in the sixth parak, similar to that of birds, but there's no such thing. It's a shlamim. You have in mind the wrong carbon, so it's a shlamim that was shechted shalom lishma. That's the Mishnah, David. The Mishnah talks about a carbon, you're supposed to have in mind the right carbon. The right person, so two things should
have been. Why is it a shlamim? Because it was originally designated.
It's a shlamim. You can't say shlamim. It's a shlamim. As a shlamim, it's a shlamim. You can't change that. But when you did the avoda, you had a thought, you had in mind, it's a noila. So then it's shalom lishma. So the din is, David, what's the halacha? So the halacha is except two exceptions. What? Sukkim, that's tomorrow's daf. Tabdalat. Minala. So. This is the rule in the Mishnah. All karbanos except two exceptions, Chatas and Pesach. That's exceptions. Those are possible. We have psukim. Starting tomorrow's daf, Tavdalud will have psukim for all of this. So it says, Kol Zvachim Shel Nizbechu. You notice our Mishnah talks about slaughtering it. There are four avodas. Every karban you do Shechita, Kabbalah, Sadam, receiving the blood in the Kli, Sheiris, and Holacha, carrying the blood to the Mizbeach, and Zrika. So the Mishnah talks about Shechita. Yes, Chaim.
You must have
halacha. It's Efshel of Atla in tomorrow's daf. You see, halacha, you can get away without doing halacha.
Yeah, you can do it no matter.
Right, yeah, right, that's it. You can get away. Halacha is Efshel of Atla.
Yeah,
I'm not sure about
it. It'll come back. Zvachim. Yeah, no, it's nice. Zoktais. Yeah, I said that the Siyum of Mizikim. I said, Kachim has a bad rap. People think it's so schwer. Kachim, it's much easier. Yeah, just right. It's not.
You don't have to remember one rule. To be Makib, you need it twice.
It has to repeat it. Well, you're going to have a steer to that in tomorrow's daf. Taisa says, usually, the Gemara says, it should be Pasol. And he didn't say it twice. He remembers the big Yisrael in Kachim. Shana Lachav Zalakif. You're going to have a steer to that principle in tomorrow's daf. So let's see the first Taisvis. And other than that, a nice Rav Shach, some nice Chidushim. So, saying over the Mishnah. So, a regular carbon, Oila, Shlamim, Asham, according to the Tanakhama, you do it Shalom Lishma, it's kosher. The carbon is kosher, David, but you don't fulfill your obligation. If it's a neder, you have to bring another one. If you made a neder, Ariolai, or if it's a carbon chayva, you got to bring another one. Chatas and Pesach apostle. If you do a shalosh shma, it ruins the karban. By the other karban, it's kosher. That means you finish the avoda. If it's eating, you can eat it. It's kosher, the karban, but you don't fulfill your obligation. So it says, kozosh nizbechu, the Mishnah talks about shechita. Nizbechu, shechita. What about Kabbalah, Olach, and Zrika? So, Taisis, avoda kamais and nokat. The Mishnah chose the first one. Vuadin Kabbalah, Olach, Zrika. Same din with Kabbalah, Olach, Zrika. No difference. The Gemara is going to bring psukim for all of them. Because only sefer, like it says later in Daf Yud Gimel in the Mishnah. V'shinu kodesh shayach b'hanach arba avodas. Shinu kodesh is shayach. It applies. It pertains. It applies to all the avodas. Kon ola l'shem shlamim. Ola l'shem shlamim. Now, David, there's another l'shma, the person. You have to have in mind the right person. You have to have in mind the right person. Avashina Bailim, Lo Shaykh Ela Bizrika. Shine Bailim.
So your shechet has to know who you're shechting for.
No.
No?
Because Shechita, you don't have to do it for the Bailim. What does Bailim mean? Kapara. No, it's not anybody that could do it. He's saying Zrita means Shechita.
Yeah.
So he's saying Shinui Kodesh applies by the Shechita, the Kabbalah, the Halacha, and the Zrika.
Right.
But Shinui Bailim, Shinui Bailim, the wrong man, what for the wrong man? I'll tell you the raya to what I said in Shia. I'll tell you something, we had a chakir in Shia.
About the Bechar.
Shinui Bailim is only by Zrika. Why? Because what is Zrika? The Kapara. See, the carbon, David, the Kapara is from the blood. Zrika Sada. That's where you get the kapara. So the kapara is for the owner of the karban. Now, the truth is, shlamim is not a kapara. See, it bothers me. That's good by oila and zvachim, oila and katas. A shlamim is not for kapara. I think I spoke in Shem Chomeshir recently, Chaim, what a shlamim is for. What's a shlamim for?
Everything has a good element of kapara.
Not shlamim. Good will. That's an oila, is doro. Oila is a doro in the Gemara, says zvachim, dav vav, dav zayin, we'll talk about it. But a shilim bayim, lo shayach elabizrika. So you think Shinu Bailam is only by Zrika, and I'm explaining why, David. Because Zrika is the Kapara. Now the Kapara is for the owner. So it only by Zrika. Yet the Gemara says you can have it by all four. So look what Taisa says. Zrika. Kigon Shachet O Mekabel O Molech Karban Uvein Amenas Lizuk Bama L'Shem Shimon. See, it's tricky. There's only Shinui Bailim only applies by Zvika, but you can do it by Shechit also. When you shecht it, you had in mind to do the Zvika for the wrong man. See, there's no such thing as shechting for the wrong man.
It's very similar to
Pigel. Right. It's similar to Pigel. Yes. It's not Pigel, but it's similar to Pigel, where because there's no such thing as shecht for Reuven or shecht for Shimon. So I was right. The guy Bechor, there's no kapara. So there should be. See, I declared that by Bechor, there's no Shinu Bailim. There's no Shinu Bailim by Bechor because Bechor is not Meratza. It's not a Ritzui. Doesn't Meratza anybody? And if there's any Bailim, who's the Bailim of a Bechor?
Somebody gets Schar.
I don't know. The one who does the avoid, I don't know, the owner, the one whose animal it was.
You don't get schar for giving truma. You don't give schar, get
schar. You don't even give it. It becomes a carbon. It's not your choice. God made it into a carbon. You get schar for bringing it to give it to the kohen. You
didn't give it. Needless truma.
But truma have to be mafresh. I have to make it into truma. By bechor, you don't even make it into a bechor.
But you got to take it up to.
Right. Reuven amas lizuk don l'shem Shimon k'much ber l'kamim b'birkin daf yud. Now Tosa says it's tzarich l'daktek. See, the Gemara is, how do you know shinui bailim? How do you know you need this? Wrong with shinui bailim? See, the Gemara is daf dalet. The Gemara asks, how do you know shinui bailim? And our Mishnah doesn't say any shinui bailim. The tzarich l'daktek. Have to figure out minole l'asha shinui bailim. How did Marno Shinui Bailim? The Kabbalah Kamet Bepirkin Minolund Beinan Zvicha Lishma. The Gemara and Daf Dalet. Tomorrow's first line. You're going to come to the Daf. Well, not you, but us that finished the Daf. So we're going to further the first thing. Now we're going to start Zvachim. Zvachim begins on Daf Dalet. After the fun with the five steers, says, okay, let's start the Masechta. Where do you know Shinui you need Lishma? And was asking, and I said, don't worry, Avdallah, we'll talk about it. Menolim binan zvicha lishma. Vahadar, then the Gemara says afterwards, kamash khan shinui kodesh. Shinui kodesh means you had in mind the wrong karban. Shinui bailam menolim. How do you know you need it? How do you know there's something wrong with shinui bailam? Like the Gemara is asking, how do you know it?
Awesome.
But the Gemara is asking, how do you know it? It must say someplace that you need it. Where does it say? Tais is asking, vush. The Gemara asks, where's the pasuk? So Tais is asking, how do you know that it's no good? That you need a, the Gemara is asking, where did the Torah say it's no good? Maybe it is good. Minolam means, the Gemara is asking, that we're assuming, we're making axiom, where it's axiomatic that you have to do it for the right owner of Ushtet. Minolam. Why? Of Shinkoj by Minolam. Shinkoj by Minolam. Mashma. The Masnissen Koy, it's going on our Mishnah. As if it says in our Mishnah, you have to shech the right man. It doesn't say that in our Mishnah. The Kula Masnissen, Lo Mishtama Klal, Shinui Bailam. The Gemara is, how do you know it? As if it says it in the Mishnah. The Mishnah just means the Chayr. It doesn't have two Pshatim. Shinui Kodesh. The Lishna, the Lishman. What does Lishman mean? The name of the Karban. Lishma for the karban, mashma fukin shinu kodesh. The kulamas is the nak aled shinu kodesh. All the cases of the Mishnah is only this karban higher or lower. It's all talking about shinu kodesh. Where did the Gemara see in the Mishnah there's a problem with shinu bayim? Tani nami b'sefer kates lishma shalol lishma. And what's the examples we had in today's daf? L'shem Pesach, l'shem Shlamim. You see, l'shman means the name of the karban. Doesn't mean the owner. So Tosfos has an answer from a Mishnah, very important Mishnah. We already studied it, and the whole Shia, the Briska Rav, the Rav Shach, is kimat on this Mishnah. The Mishnah says on Mem Vav. V'nir, we had it in the Daf Ayomi. V'nir the Samach Amasnis and they'll come on Perek Beis Shammai. In Perek Beis Shammai, in the fourth Perek, the Snan L'Shem Shisha Dvar Azevach Nizbach. Six things. Shisha Dvar Azevach Nizbach. L'Shem Zevach means the right carbon. Shem Zaveach. There it is. Shem Zaveach. It says, opening the Mishnah Mevav, the Shem Zaveach.
Not our
Mishnah. It's the Mishnah Memvav. That's what Manolon, the Mishnah knew about, the Gemara knew about the Mishnah Memvav. It's basing on the Mishnah Memvav. Shem Zel, Shem Zavech. Chen Piyush Bekunches Begemara. Rashi says that on the Gemara. Vim Tamar. So the Gemara, so why are they only asking Zevach and Zaveach? Why don't they ask the other four? You know what the other four things are? L'Shem Hashem, Shem Reach, Shem Nichoyach, to make Hashem nachas ruach, to give Hashem nachas ruach. So Hashem should feel kaviyachol.
All the others follow through.
Vim tomi, mehi koi, kein avlein fru, shem Hashem, l'shem ishul, l'shem reach, l'shem nichoyach. The other four things. You know what reach means, David? You know what it means, l'shem reach? We had in Rashi today's daf. If you roast it, before you burn it, it gives a stench. It's a bad smell. So if you burn a carbon on the fire, nice, like make a barbecue. If you burn it on the fire, but if you roast it on the coals and then you burn it, it smells bad. So that's what the shame. Yeah, when you do the avoida, you have in mind you should have a good smell. Shame reach. You have to have in mind a good smell. Fragrance, good smell. Yeshlom. So why did Gemara ask on the first two only? If you're going on that Mishnah, see, if you're going on this Mishnah doesn't mention the other four things. But if you're going on that Mishnah,
when you do a shlomim, or you do a karmen, all those other things are applied, aren't they? You have to
say the chukut shanis. We'll see. Pashut, it means you have to have these six things in mind. Of course, we're going to learn stam is okay. We'll talk about that. Mm-hmm. Stam is okay, like that you know already. That stam is also kosher. That was the first steer. Stam kachim is good, and stam gittin, that was steer number one. The yeshlam. The first, the
asifush. There's really no other choice than the other one. It's like a carbon, they're two separate different components. So if you think of one, you're not thinking of the other one. If you're thinking of this, you're not thinking of that. Bailam. There's multiple bailam, so it could be any bailam. Reach nechach, every carbon is for reach nechach. What do I have to have in my mind for it?
But the Mishnah says you have to.
I know, but I'm saying...
It's funny, I mean. So you're saying the other four things...
For shlamim, it follows. That's all the things that are...
You're saying these four things are common to every karban. So that's why... Yeah. That's a good reason, maybe, why the Gemara doesn't speak about them. They're common to every karban. But the shame karban is also common to every karban.
That's a echad that you said. Whatever... Implies.
Whatever you have stammed us. You know, I spoke out Chaim. I spoke out the Chaya Adam. Not what you're saying.
Because I can't go.
It's sometimes better not to think at
all. Yeah.
Like Rabbi Yossi said, stam is better. Yeah. You know what I spoke out on that base, the Chaya Adam? Every year Zvachim, Yossi Stern has a note on the side of his Gemara. I told Yossi, he remembers, says it's on the side of my Gemara. Every 7 years I repeat the Chaya Adam. Let's say a guy's davening. So the art scroll Sidurim Davin says when you daven before Krishna, have in mind that you want to be yotz in the midst of Krishna. But let's say you didn't. And you're just davening, most yidden, especially before art scroll. And most yidden, they don't think. So the Chayadim says, stam l'shmokoi. Chayadim says, based, a little different than you were saying, Chayim, it's a little bit the same idea, that the Chayadim says, just like the man Zvachim says, stam karban is for this, it's koi for that, krishma is koi to do it for the mitzvah, so stam is kosher by krishma. Chayadim. I speak it out every day, Beis and Zvachim. Remember I said that to me?
Yes, I remember you said that, I remember thinking something else. The idea is
Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. No, Yossi, Chaim is talking about another thing. See, there are two issues. One is mitzvah sichas kavana.
Yes, that's what I'm distinguishing.
No, but that's
I'm saying. If a person, I know what you mean, but I want to just say what I mean. If a person says Krishna,
you have to roll your
eyes. Also.
I don't roll my eyes.
That's Rebbe.
You have to roll your eyes.
If a person says
I'll tell you what to think.
And he's thinking he wants to be Mekabel Olam HaShemayim, but he's not thinking it's a mitzvah. That is the mitzvah to be Mekabel Olam HaShemayim. So what do you mean I have to think it's a mitzvah? That is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the Mekabel Olam HaShemayim. So I like.
Yeah, but see, you're making a big mistake that the world makes. That what does it mean, the Kabbal of Omach Shemayim?
It means that I'm going to follow the Torah, and that's what it means.
That's, you're arguing with the Turi Evin, with the Shagasari.
You're
arguing with the Shagasari. You're disputing the Shagasari. Open Turi Evin, one of my favorite Turi Evins in Rosh Hashanah.
Yes.
Turi Evin learns, it means you know what you're saying, you just understand the words. The Turi Evin learns that Kabbalah means if it's not enough, you're davening, so you don't understand it. Usually we hold, it's in Hebrew, you don't understand what you're saying, so you don't understand it. Kabbalah, so when I was young, until I studied the Turi Evin, I thought, like Svi, why not? Kabbalah, so my Shemayim, Turi Evin says, Turi Evin says that Kabbalah just means you have to know what you're saying. Just that, what do the words mean?
Like, Kabbalah
means that you're accepting that God is one.
So it's more than just the
meaning of the words. You don't have to have any fancy. So now, what do the words mean? Now, see the meaning of the words. Now, you know, Rashi learns. See, I have in mind the Rambam and Rashi. When I say Krishna, it's like you say Chaim just says. Rebbeinu, whatever it means, I have in mind. I do it a little different. Chaim takes me only a second or two. I have in mind Rashi's pshat and the Rambam's pshat. Well, the Rambam, see, what I would recommend, Chaim, Ani is daiti. You should have in mind echad, that God rules over the eight ches, seven spheres, eight spheres, because the Gemara Chagiga says it's an eighth, and the four ruchas oil. You should have in mind echad, that he rules over the whole world, the whole universe, echad. That's because eight, the Gemara says, Ches, Mar, Ches. Ches means seven spheres, seven Rikiyin. But you know, the Gemara Chagig says there's an eighth. I once figured out that's what it means, eight. They're really eight Rikiyin, even though you say famous that there's seven. But there's an eighth one, the story in Chagig. There's one on top. So, and the four Ruchas Olam, the whole universe. That's what you'd have in mind. Echad means God rules, Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the whole universe. Rashi learns Pshat, David. It means that now we recognize God, us and the Muslims. But La Asid Lavo, all the idolaters and all the people that believe in Yashke Kapaya, the Mamza, they're going to all believe in God. So that's what it means, Echad. Hashem Shua Achshev Elokeinu. This is how Rashi learns. So when I say Krishna, I also throw that in, that someday everyone will recognize that you're God. That's how Rashi learns.
That's all trouble of someone.
That's Pashat Pshat.
The
Turi Evin says, the Turi Evin learns that Kabbalah Samach Hashem means you know what you're saying. Now, what are you saying? What is the Pashut Pshat? So I think it's Machlek Chambam and the Rashi. What Pashut Pshat? So Chaim says, good, says, I don't know all this lumdis, God, whatever. Stop.
I know, I'm aware of it.
Yes, okay, so it takes a second, Chaim, but you say, Echod, you know, you're not supposed to be mach too much in the ches, but when you're saying Echod, so you think, Hashem is eight, the ches is eight, and dalet, and then you think, no, Hashem will be recognized by the entire mankind. That's what I think.
It means that he's one.
Yeah, well, the Rambam, yeah, okay. It means that he's one. It's only one God, yes. I mean, the Rambam has a whole pshat in that. It's perfect one, not a real, you know, the Rambam is sheet about one. But it means one God, yeah, it's one. The simple meaning, there's one God. That's also good. Now, see, what we're discussing, so these are two discussions, see, Krishna. We bring in Krishna, Zambez and Zvachim, I always bring in Krishna. And there's two issues. Are you doing it for the mitzvah? It's machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, if mitzvah sichs kavana or not. If you hold mitzvah sichs kavana, so then you won't be Yotze Krishna, if you didn't have in mind to do the mitzvah. So the Chayyadim says, even if you hold Mitzvah's Kavana, which the Magen Avraham Paskins in the Mitzvah Doraisa, and the Shulchan Aruch Rambam holds Krishma's Doraisa, not like Taisvis. So if Krishma's Doraisa, and we Paskin like the Magen Avraham, then a Mitzvah Doraisa you need Kavana. So if you didn't have Kavana, you shouldn't be Yotze. No. Stama Lishma Koyim means, when you stam, it means you're having Kavana for Krishma. Even though you didn't think actively, like Karbanis, like the Gemara says, by Karbanis. That's what the Chayyadim says. Now what we're discussing now is also, what does it mean? Do you know what it means when you say Shema Yisrael Shem L'Shem Echad? So every Jew on his own level knows what it means, like you say, on your own level. So I like to, you know, okay, the simple level, I think you yaitz also. You just have to know what it means. To heaven learns, Kabbalah Sachar Rang sees, I like feasting. I used to think you have to do that. You know, when you say Krishma, I'm accepting the yoke.
Because I read that Vahafta. Vahafta goes on. Vahafta says, what does it mean, Vahafta? Oh, you're on Varmaela.
It's all tied in.
I always ask everybody, what is the Dover
Hazeh?
So most people answer me, Kabbalah Samach Hashem. I say, Dover Hazeh is the Torah. That's what the thing is.
Dover Hazeh.
That's what we're accepting. What do you
mean? Okay, good. It's all good. It's good. Good. So that's Taisa's first pshat, that we're going on the Mishnah and then Vav. Why is he only asking the six things? Then you have to have in mind six things. The four famous two that we learned in the beginning of Zvachim, the right carbon and the right man. And the other four are, by the way, Yossi Stern has a wedding tonight. That's why. The other four are, four are the Reach, Nichoyach, Lashem. Those are the other four. So Taisus Yishlam. The Hasil Fushi Bahani, the Sherim Vol Lashem Chaiva. These two are kosher, but you don't fulfill the obligation. The other four are not that way. We'll be Marich in the Brisker Rav, not this week, of course not. Aval Anach Ksherim Umaratsim. The other four things, if you don't do it, it's kosher and it's maratsim. See, these two things, they don't ruin the carbon if you don't do it lishma. If you do it shalol lishma, not stam. If you do it shalol lishma, it doesn't ruin the carbon except Pesach and Chatas. But the other four, but you're not, it's an olah l'shem chayva. If you do it shalol lishma, if you do it for the wrong person, the wrong carbon, the carbon is kosher, but you don't fulfill your obligation. These are the four things, you fulfill your obligation. They're only l'chatchiva, olah l'shem chova, b'shefarsh, like I will explain. It's very important. It's a big difference between the first two and the other four. Vod Yishlam. Now Tosis goes out on a limb and he says, our Mishnah means Shini Bailam also. So you don't need the Mishnah and Mevav. Vod Yishlam. The Shalol Lishman, the Masnisim Mashma, but she calls Shini Bailam. So our tomorrow's daf works out better. The Gemara says, Minolan, because the Gemara read Shalol Lishman means for the wrong carbon and the wrong Bailim. He brings the Gemara in Menachas at the beginning, that phase in Menachas, where it says Shalol Lishman, and the Gemara means, it means the wrong owner. So that's why we don't ask the other four things. See, according to this pshat, that's why the Gemara doesn't bring in Reach, Nichoyach, Hashem, because this Mishnah only says Kodesh and Shini Bailam. See, if you learn it's going on that Mishnah, so we had a question. So one thing might ask the other four things. I mean, you could answer, it's pretty beferish. Reach, Nichoyach, Hashem. You have to ask where. It's like, see, these things are not beferish. That's almost beferish bekrah. It means a Menachas. He's going to Menachas. Rabba learns that Bryce in Menachas is Shini Bailam. Rabba Rav Ashi Lamuklahachi Asa. Okay. So in other words, he's saying, quote to one Amira, I have a good proof. Quote to the others, it's not a proof. Vimtama. Very important piece in Taisus. Here we're going to get to the Rav Shach. But Beperik Beis Shammai. The Dorish Lumnichsev Oila Ishei Reach Nichoyach. So we say Oila L'Shem Oila. Oila means you should have in mind the right carbon. Oila L'Shem Oila. Vainushinu Kodesh. So why are you using a different pasuk? Our tomorrow's daf, the Mishnah there says Oila Echnichach L'Shem. And the Gemara dashes oiler the shemal. You should have in mind the right, the correct carbon. The Gemara brings a different source. Upikim Gemara daf tomorrow's daf darshini kodesh mikrach rina. Okay. Tosis is putting on a stira hat. Where do you learn out Shinui Kodesh? The Gemara there says Oyla, here it says a different pasuk. Yishlama. The Gemara Baktaris Emurim. Now we're going to get to a Rambam. Baktaris Emurim. The pasuk there is talking about burning the fats. Baktaris Emurim. You have to have lishmo when you burn the fats. Baktaris Emurim. V'achav avos hadam. We are talking about Sam, Shechita, Kabbalah, Allah, Chazrika, is all about the Satan.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
You have to have in mind.
For the owners also, for everything?
Yeah, he's not going to say the owner. Tyson, only five things, not six. Tyson's a bang out the owner. You asked good, Chaim. It means the right carpet, not the owner. Tyson's going to say that. The Afal Gav, the Kotani, L'Shem Vav Dvarim, has everything Nizbach. It says Nizbach. So Tosfos says, Nitvi the Rambam, that you also have to burn the fats with these kavanas. These six things, but you'll soon see it's five, Chaim Yidr on the nose. Hu adin hazevach niktar. The high court, I see us in Baktara, Mayri. The pasuk the Gemara brings is burning the fats. You burn the fats. L'reach nichoyach l'ashem. Umikamakam. Shabadosh mikodosam zvich l'shem vavdvarim. So Tosfos, so how do you know? You have to shecht it for these six things. If the pasuk by those four things, and even Shini Kodesh, is speaking by Akhtara, how do you know you need Shechita? Midiskash to L'shem Zevach, then Shini Kodesh. See, it's Mishkash, it's Ishkis, and it's El Shem, El Shem Zevach, to L'shem Zevach, then Shini Kodesh. Habayim Bavul is Dam, you have me quite the pickin. Now, just like Shini Kodesh applies to Zvicha, all the Shechting, Kabbalah, Halacha. So also these other four things don't only apply to the Akhtara. It's a hekesh to the Lishma of the Karmi. Yav Mikra, Dasam Huadin, Shai Chamishadvar. Five things. Which one did we chuck? We chuck the Shein Bailam. You be Zvicha Akhtara. Miu, he says, not Shinu Bailam. Shinu Bailam doesn't pass by Akhtara. You know why? Because after the Zvicha,
he's really all gone.
That's gone. He's got his kapar. He's finished. You know, even if you don't do the Akhtara, it's he got his miolumatzil in my acacia, v'lo olushem chova v'naratza b'chol hanach vav dvarim. Can't be all six.
But the truth is that anything that may happen, nothing happens. So why do you need the kavod of the five, remaining five? Nothing happens to it.
If you don't have,
you don't burn it.
So the Torah says it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. But we'll soon see in
Rav Shach.
Tau krok si baktar say morim. V'atzma shuzim morim kasha. You don't need it at all. Yeah. And you can't say, it's all a Bible m'shem chayva. Because, because it's already, he was fulfilled as chayva. L'kam the ma'isa kol l'shem zevach. T'ainu shini kodesh v'ma'isa kol l'shem zoveach. T'ainu b'am p'shun anu vavdram lo shach v'ash p'sha saktar. That's why the Gemara in the fourth parak doesn't say Shinui Bailam. It's talking about Akhtara, and about Akhtara doesn't pass Shinui Bailam. The Mishas Akhtara, the Mishkas Shem Zoveach, the Shinui Bailam less al Bishok Lamas Lizrok, Kal Melech Hamas Lizrok, Mub Mipirkin. Mishas Akhtara, from Nizrok Hadam. So Tosfos says that the Gemara only says five things that you need Mishas Akhtara. It doesn't say Bailam. So Tosfos says, now we'll see the Rambam Shita. Okay, we did this, Tosfos. What we'll cover tonight is a little Rav Shach. Zakt Rav Shach. We'll do the first one. The first one on the top of the right column. Look at this Rambam. Yeah, David, we're reading Rambam. The top of the first column. The first column.
First column.
The Perek Dalet, which says, not the first paragraph, the second paragraph. Perek Dalet Aluch Yud Yud Aleph. We're going to read the Rambams, and you see startling chidushim that, like Tosfos and Rav Shach, has some interesting hours. Kol hazvachim tzorcha oived, all zvachim tzorcha oived, the one who's doing the avodah, shdiya machshavto l'shem hazevach, has to have the right carbon in mind, u'l'shem ba'olav, and he has to have in mind the right owner, l'shem ba'olav, b'shazvicha, when you do the slaughtering, the shechting, uveshas kabbalas adam, when you mekabel the dam, uveshas olochas adam, and when you bring the dam towards the mizbech, uveshas zvikaso ala mizbech, shenema. The Rambam quotes a pasuk, like the Gemara will have today's daf, tomorrow's daf. Uveshas zevach todash lamav, shteh zvicha im shara ba'avoydis l'shem shlav. See, the Gemara learns out the other three. This pasuk just says zvicha. It's funny, the Rambam, he quotes the pasuk, zevach todash lamav, and the Gemara dashens zvicha l'shem shlamim. So he says, im shara ba'avoydis. The other four too. I mean, the Rambam doesn't bring the drash. The Gemara says, okay, no zvicha, what about the others? But the Rambam just says, okay, it says zvicha l'shem shlamim, all four. V'chein shara korbanos, not only shlamim. The Gemara makes a hekesh for this, because they have a hekesh of all the korbanos. V'im shachat v'avad shavod astam. Now the Rambam quotes what we learned on that base. V'im shachat v'avad shavod astam. If he did the shechita navoda, shavod astam. For choshev klal, nothing in mind. By an olet shlamik sherim, va'olu lebaila, and it's olu lebaila. Stam is kosher. Now you know what the Kesef Mishnah asks, Rabbi Yisrael. You should be popping out of your seats because he says olu shlam. What about a chatas and a nasha? He says stam works by an olu shlam. Doesn't stam work by chatas and it's open in the Gemara. And yesterday's daf, today's daf. That stam works, so the Kesef Mishnah says tame on the Rambam. They just says olu shlamim. It's not only olu shlamim, lo chashav klal, but olu shlamim reik sherim v'olu bayim. It ain't soja. It's not only olu shlamim. The Kesef Mishnah. So some try to answer Rambam means even olu shlamim. It's a pell of the Rambam that he says olu shlamim stam is kosher. You know that stam is kosher by even by chatas. Bigger chiddush, right? It's, by chadus, it's puzzle. And yet, stop right. It's, he should have said, hey, what did he say? Olu shlam, a pell on the Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah is on the spot. And he doesn't answer it. That's not what the Rosh Hashanah is going to speak about. Right? With reading the Rambam, so I'm giving you the horus on the Rambam. Notice, the Rambam says, b'shas shchita. Taisvis says these six things you need shashchita, kabbalah, aylacha, zrika, and akhtar. Five. The Rambam says only b'shashchita. Chidush and Rambam tzvi, nitvi taisvis. Rabbi Kivega points out this machlekes. I looked at Rabbi Kivega in Mishnayis, and he says the Rambam argues with taisvis on this point. Because Taisus learns in Zvachim Dab Beis that six things by all the avoiders and even Haktara five of them, Rambam says only b'shashchit. Kivega, don't you have to trust the Achrayim at Kivega already? Hundreds of years ago, notice that Rambam argues with Taisus. V'shoshe machshavto b'shashchit asa'oil. You think he means Dav Katsvi like Rabbi Kivega? Only b'shashchit asa'oil l'shem shish advar. It says here oil. Why does he say oil? Not a shlamim. Shita oil, not a shlamim.
The first line he said, the first two lines he was saying that every tzorach oivet shetiyah machshav tzal l'shem hazevach l'shem bala b'shas zvicha.
Yeah, but that's only shini Hashem and shini Baal.
Right.
It's only shini Kodesh and shini Baal. When he brings the Mishnah, the six things, he says zvicha. So B'Kivega says, Rambam argues with Taisan that means the Shema Zevach, Shema Zoveach, Shezevach LaHashem Baruch Hu. So what is this? I saw someone say a chiddush. I wasn't so maskil, Mishnayis. What does it mean, the Shema Kodesh Baruch Hu? Not some yetchke. What's meant as the Shema Kodesh Baruch Hu? Have in mind God, and not Chas V'Shalom, Yetchke, Yashke, Kapaya. What does he mean? That's what he means. The Shema Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's next. It's, they're all separate. The four things. Shema Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shakti Yerushim. You can burn it on the fire. Shakti Rasul Reach Belvad. Good. Reach Belvad. Dr. Shri Reach Belvad. I know what he means, Belvad. To have a good odor, a good fragrance. Shereach Zed Nachas Ruach of Ne Hashem. And Kavi Yachal. This Reach Yorach Hashem, it's Reach, Ribbon Shem, smell, it's a fragrance that gives him nachas.
Imagine having bought this
Kavana,
how quick a Shrita takes less than a second. Shrita takes less than a second. You
got to
have more
than this
in a Kavana.
Six things in mind.
And the
Bible. Chaim says, how do you have the six? It's like use your trick, Chaim. Say, whatever God you say. It's Chaim. See, Ben, we studied the Tosfos and the Beis Zvachim. Tonight was, there's no sense. It was all kosher stuff. Tonight was no...
Nothing to be cut out.
The only thing is, we wanted to know, Tosfos means a Mishnah Memvav. When you do that void, you have to have six things in mind. Now, two of them are obvious. They're in the sugya's in the first barak. The right carbon and the right owner. The carbon is Zevach and the Zaveach. The other four are esoteric a little bit. It means have in mind Hashem. So I wanted to know what it means. What does it mean Hashem and what not? What does it mean Hashem and... So what does Hashem mean? What else? Say Hashem. You have to have in mind it's for Hashem. You mean it's for Hashem? I'm not shechting for the Kayin. That's what I would say. I'm doing it for Hashem. I'm doing it for Hashem, not for the Kayin. You know what? I saw someone learn Pshat, but I wasn't agreeable.
I'm doing for Mitzvah, but you don't have to have in mind that I'm doing it for Hashem.
That's what it says, Hashem Hashem.
Yeah. So that's you're saying, what's the opposite? So the opposite would be, I'm not doing it for Hashem. I'm doing it for the Mitzvah, that's all.
So
shechting like a shake lulav, I have to mind the Shem.
So I thought. So somebody says, I saw someone say pshat, and not the Shem chulin. Not chulin. Shem Hashem means that it's a carbon. A little like you're saying, it's a carbon. It's not the Shem chulin. Even though we learned today's daf and tomorrow's daf, the Shem chulin is okay. Remember, you learned today. Shem chulin is the mina machvav ala b'mina la machvav. So the shem, but it's a mitzvah to have. That's how they learn. That's a mitzvah. Is that what it means? The shem Hashem. The ushachat stam kosher k'moshe
b'yan. No, but maybe
he says stam is okay.
You ask him for why did it mention chatos?
Yeah,
because in the end he says chatos needs a special machshava. You're not
the answer. Well, we'll talk about that. That's my next talk. And the Rambam says at the end, we'll talk about that.
Didn't mention chatos over there.
Because chatos va'ashem. So Tzvi says, well, there's a special din by chatos va'ashem. Maybe that's why he didn't mention earlier. I hear your answer, Tzvi. It's a good answer. Now this Rambam seems to be against what we learned in today's daf. Aliency. The Rambam says, it's a Mishnah in Mavam and Beis. Hashoychet chatas v'ashem tzarech. I just finished reading the Rambam, this paragraph. Hashoychet chatas v'ashem tzarech shetiyah machshavto l'shem osach chet shabalav. If he ate chelev, you have to have in mind the chet of chelev. You can't have in mind dam. Well, we studied today in the Daf Hayomi. It doesn't matter. We studied in Daf Hayomi, Ben, today.
But it's not a few hours. He has the wrong thing in mind.
We studied today that if he guided Aveira, he ate Chalif. And when the guy did the Avoida, he had in mind, Dam, it's kosher.
The carbon is kosher, but he's not. He doesn't have a Kapara.
I say he does have a Kapara.
I say Kapara?
Yes. Anir's tight, he has a Kapara. You're right, it's not Muchach. The Rambam says, So I think, you know what I think? So how do we answer? I looked at Mishnayos and Rambam, I searched. You know, I'm not a big searcher. I don't have the apps. I really do, but I don't know how to work them. So Lani is daiti. He just means it's a mitzvah. But it's not ma'akev. What we learned is that you're yaitzah. And I think you fulfill the even olah l'shem chayv. By achatas, is it possible to say it's kosher l'shem chayv? I don't know if it's possible by achatas. By achatas shelo l'shma is possible. But this is chatas l'shem chatas. I was the wrong sin. It's a mitzvah to have in mind the right sin. But if you have the wrong sin, I think it's kosher b'di'evit and olah l'shem chayv. That's what I.
You have to do a confession to the kohen.
There's a machlekes. It's good you asked that. It's machlekes, the Gevura Sari, the great lion, and Rashi in Yuman, Be'em and Be'ez. I've said this many times, Chaim. Many times, but you know, it's hard to remember all the details. But you know, I live in this stuff. It's machlekes, the Rashi in Yuma. If when you bring a chattis in Asham, the confession is ma'akif. Is it, if you don't confess your sin, if you don't do vida and tshuva, are you yotzei the karbon? Machlekes versus Ari and Rashi HaKadosh. But it's interesting that what the Rambam says at the end is the Mishnah and Menvavam and Beis, chattis l'shem chattis, and Rashi, the Rishonim say, the Mefarshim, it means for the right sin. We learned today, so I say, it's lishma. It's like the other four things. Just like the other four things. If you don't do it, the other four things, it's fine. So that's my answer to me, that it's a mitzvah to do it for the right sin. But if you do it for the wrong sin, it's kosher, like we learned today. Now, look at the Kivshach. Now let's get to learn Nishita Zahamam Khan. Like this Rabbi Kivega points out, not like Taisus. I surprised Rav Shach, not that we need Rabbi Kivega for this, it's almost open. Shitas Rambam Khan. Now Rav Shach begins to talk. Till now we're studying Rambam. Now, turn the clock ahead 800 years, and we have the claim of the little Rav Shach. And it's Shitas Rambam Khan. She'elu ashish dvarm tzach lachshav rak b'shah shita. Not like Tosin's Zvach in that base. Rambam says b'shah zvicha. The six things, that's what Rambam says. Rambam says, Rabbi Kivega agrees to this, that he learns like Rav Shach. The Rambam babbles by Akhtar, you don't need any machshav. Nothing. Taisvis learns that the five things you need b'shas haktara. The Rambam doesn't say you need anything b'shas haktara. I'm surprised he didn't see Rabbi Kivega probably in Mishnayis, but he kapped that the Rambam is not like Taisvis Vachim that days. The pasuk is speaking by Akhtara there. When it says six things, Ben, it quotes a pasuk that's speaking about the burning of the karban. So the truth is, Ben, Taisus, it's only one of the five of this. Taisus says it must be by Akhtara. The pasuk is speaking by Akhtara, but only five of the six. Taisus says this. The Bailim you can't have by Akhtara. He studied in Taisvah.
You're not going to make sense, you know, to have all these things by Shchita. But how do you have Reich Nechayach by Shchita?
No, it means when you shecht it, you have in mind that you will burn it on the fire.
You don't have to think, I'm going to eat it bismanoi. You don't have to eat.
You're right. Pigel. Then you're touching on pigel. If you have a mind, you can eat it out of his mind. That's pigel.
You have to think things that you're going to be doing correctly.
But these six things, you have to think. The Rambam says when you do the shechita, you have to have in mind these six things, and I will do it correctly. So Chaim is asking, you don't have to say I will eat it in the Zman. That's not one of the six things. Right. It's Pigel if you have in mind to eat it out of the Zman.
Right.
But you don't have to.
But do it correctly.
Yeah. But I would think Chaim is, since it's Pigel, if you have in mind to eat it out of the Zman,
I don't want to talk about Pigel. I know you don't want to talk about it,
but you're saying that why do I have to think about what I'm going to do later? But that's what Rambam learns. The Rambam learns. Vimkein vade shibina shakar yelish mashisha dvarim. It says six. He doesn't mean six. See, Rav Shach is not saying over the text is totally accurate. He's when he says six. Ashlom ake baktara shimshu atzvah shel tzvamun kasher. Rak mitzvah shes kol elu. Mechilas kvaydai, Rav Shach is not accurate. He means five of the six. Because we saw the Taisvis, so he can't fool us. Yeah. He says, Taisvis, you need six things, b'shas haktara, falsh, chilas kvoidei, hagoin ha-kodesh Rav Shach. V'ayin b'lechem mishnah, mishmikan, shekein biru da'asayam, both the lechem mishnah and the magid mishnah, and the mishnah melech, they learned the rabbim is only b'shas shita. despite the fact that the pasuk is speaking b'shas haTorah v'tzorchin das Rambam. So Rav Shach asks, it's hard to understand the Rambam. Me'acha shakra ayrei b'aktara. How did the Rambam? The Rambam is very makban on psukim, and he brings the pasuk menoldo soch shumach shava fil mitzvah aktara. How did the Rambam know to argue with Taisvis? Well, first al shchita. So he says, oh, I have an answer. Ev shalom. Apima shat Taisvis zochem daf zayin. 4 days hence chayin. Taisvis daf zayin tzvizvach de pesach l'chrabi. They view me as sifri. Farshas aset ta aset. Taisvis daf zayin brings a sifri in Farshas aset ta aset. Shenidrus ha pesach tzvizvach de pesach. Shishitosav l'shein pesach. Shach to shlosh ma pasal. This is a sifri. Shenedrish haposel v'zavachta pesach. She's v'as Hashem pesach. Shalishma posel. Then let's zvika. I only know if you do the zvika, zvicha, the slaughtering for the wrong carbon. Shavu this mi'an tamlam v'asisa. Says v'asisa. Yochlav hekter chalavoy. Oh, maybe if you burn the fats for the wrong carbon, tamlam v'zavachta. This is sifri. When my might aktara, because it says v'zavachta, over vadish l'tzichim krolin in shemay aktar shalolishmo shli fasal akarban. Did the Gemara mean that the pesach wouldn't be pasal if you don't burn the fire? It can't be that. You know why it can't be that? Because you don't need aktar at all. See, the Gemara, that's sifri. He can't mean that it's going to be kosher b'di evet. Can't mean that, because how could you be a puzzle if you have the wrong thing in mind when you're burning it, if you don't even need the burning?
Sometimes we say that.
I hear that, but this is what Rav Shach is assuming. I know. It could be worse. No, but it's still, if you don't have to do it, so how can you say I'll be my puzzle the carbon? You have to do this whole thing. So you had a bit machshava. So Sharei hu atzma shulta imurav kosher, like we had in Taisus. V'echshach l'poslo achshiyaz rika. Uve'echrech, you know what the sifri means? Even l'chatzila that. The sifri can't mean b'di'evet, he means uve'echrech. Forced, shechavonis ha-sifri li'in mitzvah. She'yev shol b'in mitzvah. The sifri means that b'shas haktara, that is not even a mitzvah to do it for the right karban. Machsheves l'shmo b'shas haktara. Hazem matim b'sifri, sherak tum yedizvicha b'in l'shmo. See, Rav Shach wants to quote this sifri to where the Rambam got this from. Since the sifri is memayit haktara, so this sifri the Rambam learned is a source that even for a mitzvah, as you can't be talking about ma'akiv the haktara, must be l'shem mitzvah, and the sifri is memayit Zevach and Zaveach, all six. Rambam learns he might all six. Now, so, he say the Sifri is a raya to the Rambam. He says, not necessarily. He says, is this Sifri a raya that you don't need even l'chatchila, not like Taisus? Taisus says, b'shas haktara, you do need. So he wants to know, can we answer this free with Taisus? Taisus says, b'shas haktara, when you burn the carbon, it's a mitzvah to have in mind, l'shma. The first is sifri, Hashem Nach Torah, lo linyan l'chatchil l'mitzvah. Nah, it's not linyan l'chatchil l'mitzvah. Yitzarech l'achshav machshaves l'shmo. And l'inyan di'evet, b'di'evet. But you say, what do you mean b'di'evet? We already said, b'di'evet, it's kosher anyway. V'lo linyan p'sul ha'karban. You can't pasal the carbon, and l'inyan ha'ktara atzma. Does it pasal the ha'ktara, not the carbon? Now you're wondering, who cares if you pass a laktara? Evan Ozel, I'll look it up by next week. Evan Ozel. If aktarn shalolishma, if aktarik shera, shotob suli. And I'll tell you the difference. You're probably wondering, who cares if it's aktara? If it's not ma'akiv, who cares?
It's a mitzvah. So you want to do a mitzvah.
Yeah, but you did it, you didn't do it, but there'll be no nafkamina. So we're going to have a din that there's no nafkamina. We need a nafkamina. Evan Ozel gives a bunch. We're going to have one tonight. See, normally you say mashla b'ma'or, but if you say he did the aktara, so even though he did it shelo lishma, let it keep on burning. Vaktar k'sheref imayishalo lishma.
And you would say Yerid?
No. That's what the Sifri is saying, that it's Akhtar's kasha b'di'evet. B'di'evet. And as it's no raya, the Sifri means it's a mitzvah, because we're thinking about the carbon. Of course the carbon can't be pasul b'di'evet, but the Akhtar could be pasul. And what would be the nafkamina if lo mashla b'ma'ar? If before the fire attached to it, whether you could have to take it off. Aber chatchili esh mitzvah, like Taisvis. So Taisvis, Rav Shach is saying this, if he can, could be going like Taisvis,
esh mitzvah. I'm
not even impossible. Ashita, mach shakwa, shemimeno dashim zabek b'sham
atar
ksiv.
V'nochich
b'esik shisarab.
That's what he's talking about this. Talking about the fire engulfed, no? If it didn't.
So in the last piece, we don't have time to stop here. In the last paragraph, he brings another raya. That's such a thing. And he brings an Evan Uzzel, which I was preparing this year at home. I don't have an Evan Uzzel, but he talks about whether the Akhtar is kosher or bustle. There's big nafkaminas, which we only know one so far. You don't have to take it off the Mizbeach, even though the fire didn't start burning it. There are other nafkaminas. So he brings other, he says there are other nafkaminas. And he brings rayas that there's such a thing that Akhtar is kosher as Akhtar is pasul. It doesn't mean the carbon is pasul.
When does the Akhtar take place?
After the Zrika.
Yeah, but by putting it on the Mizbeach? So if the fire didn't burn it yet, it's not possible yet. You still have in mind that when it burns, it will be burning.
Well, okay, I know what you mean. When do you have to have it in mind?
You have to have in mind before it starts to burn.
When you put it on the fire.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.